Raya to Toni Rabbe Bar Shmuel. Ubro Sheherichom, a pregnant lady that smells something and she has a big desire to eat it, is Machilo Noisa. You're allowed to let her eat it, even though it's Yom Kippur today, Atcha Toshav Navsha. Until she feels well again, she loses her desire, she feels okay, she's safe, she's not going to be as close to Foshas. Or Misha Nosha Kelov Shait, what happened if a wild dog bit you? Is Machilo Noisoi Mechotze Kovet Shaloi. You're allowed to let yourself eat from the lobe of the liver of this dog. In other words, that's called a good refuah, and since it's a konos afoshos, you're allowed to do this iser of eating from the dog. V'yachoshes bepiv, if somebody has a sickness in his mouth, is ma'atidon lo yisam b'shabbos. You're allowed to let him take medicine on Shabbos. Divu Reb Lezer, Reb Yosi. She'om ma'amishum Reb Masya ben Chorosh, that says over the name of Reb Masya ben Chorosh. V'yachachol ha'moymen, the chachol say though, v'zu v'loy b'acheres. No, this one we argue, v'loy b'acheres, not other ones. V'zu ahai, and which one, yes? Which one, in other words, v'zu means one of them, I'm asking to you that you could be mechal Shabbos, but not the other ones. One we agree, one we don't agree. Is ahai, and which one do we agree? Ilay ma'ubro, if you want to tell me the first case where a pregnant lady on Yom Kippur, she's allowed to eat. For the more pshita, for sure the chomim amoyda agree. Ubro mi'ikul aman v'yom adaloi, is anybody arguing and say by pregnant lady she can't do it? Elamai is talking about the medicine. Shemamina, that when you have a sickness in your mouth, that's called the sechonis defoshes, that even the chomim amoyda, in such a case, you are allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Says again, there's a good riot to Rabbi Yechanan, that by safidni is mutter to take refuah on Shabbos. Precious, and she's allowed to eat it. So you can't say we're masking to that case. Nobody argues there. El Allah Abba Sam. El Amay is going on Sam. Shema Amino, that what the Sam talk is Moida. In other words, we're bringing a right now that by Sam, the case we have something wrong in your mouth. There you are allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. So there's a Chom Ma Moida to Ramasya. That's why it's good, not Svidner also. Svidner was also a sickness in the mouth. So anything that gave the sickness in the mouth, there we say you are allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. That's called a good refuah. Rav Asher Yoma Mastisan Dami Deka, Mishnah is also Raya for this. That V'yoydom Rav Masya Ben Chorish, that Achoshes Bepiv Matil Olay Sam B'Shabbos, V'loy Polig Rabbonon Olay, our Mishnah is also Maskel like that. The Rabbonon only argued in the first case, that he said by Kelev Shoytom, that Rav Masya said you're allowed to eat the liver, that the Chum said no, the liver is not called a good refuah. But the second case of Rav Masya, that he said, that if you have an ache in your mouth, you're allowed to take medicine, that the Chum don't argue on. So it's mashma chomma moidit to that. So it was good our host mice before of the tefidnum. When you have a choyla sickness in your mouth by the gums, also it's called a choyla shesh mersakonum, that you're allowed to take refuah medicine to cure you. Shmamina. We have Ashi Yoma Masisim Nami Deikam. The Mishnah is also right to this. We yoydom Ramasi Ben Chorish. Hakosh is bepid mapil no isam mishamis. We have Polig Rabbonin Alei, the Bonin don't argue. The Anisa, the Polig Rabbonin Alei, liyavidul lesninu. If Rabbanan did argue, they should have put both together. But let's look, Rabbanan is safer. So Shema Amina, it's a good ride. The Rabbanan don't argue on this case. The Rabbanan are murdered to this case. A sickness you have in your mouth, that's mutter to take refuah. Right, then the Mishnah says, Mifnei she'sofik nefosh yesu. Mishnah says, if you have this ache in the mouth, you're allowed to take refuah on Shabbos. Why? Mifnei she'sofik nefosh yesu. Because it's aschonis nefosh yesu. It's doubtful. True, maybe you live, but there's also a doubt, maybe you die. So even a suffix, even if you're in doubt or not if you die, you're allowed to take a refuah. So the Gemara, Lomali Sula Meimor, V'chol Sofil Nefoshes, Deiches HaShabbos. Then the Mishnah says an extra lotion. After it said, Nefneshe Sofil Nefoshes, so from that alone I know, anytime there's a doubt about your life, you're allowed to take a refuah. Why does the Mishnah have to say another lotion? That you should know, the whole suffix, the fushes, deiches haShabbos. What do you have to have the end for? Is Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav? Loi suffix Shabbos zu bilvad amru. It's not only if you're in doubt if you die this Shabbos. Moshe Mamash Shachol Masukin. There's a doubt maybe you die this Shabbos. So pshita then you're allowed to take refuah. You could do anything to save yourself. Not only this case, Elo afilu suffix Shabbos acheres. Even if it's a case that this Shabbos for sure you're not going to die. There's no sakon about this Shabbos. If anything, maybe in 8 days from now you die. So you have to take now medicine for the next 8 days, and that will cure you. But today, for sure, you're not a sakona. El afilu sofik Shabbos acheres. It's only doubtful if you'll make it through next Shabbos. And that's the chiddush. Still, you're allowed to start taking the medicine right now. Hey, dummy, what's the case? They're going to yomduhu le'tim le'yomi. The doctor says you have to take medicine right now for 8 days. And if you don't take it now for 8 days, you're going to die. It's a sakana. So, for Yom Kama Shabbat, and the first day is Shabbos, today is Shabbos. So in Kitz, you have to take today on Shabbos, and the 8th day is next Shabbos. So you're going to have to be Nechal Shabbos 2 times. So now, the time I would have thought, Liyakev Ad Liyurtum, wait until tomorrow. Don't start taking your medicine today. You're not going to die today anyway. So maybe wait until tomorrow, even though today you may get a little bit worse, but you're not going to die because of that. So maybe I would think, wait until tomorrow, till tonight, and first start taking your medicine tonight. So you'll only have to be doicha one Shabbos. Ki heichad lo neich lo lei trei Shabbatam. If you first start taking the medicine on my soy Shabbos, so you have to take it for 8 days, so you'll only have to be mechalel just one Shabbos. So maybe that's what you should do. Kamash malon. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. No. If right now on this Shabbos, you're in a matzev that you're in a sakonas nefoshes. If you don't take care of yourself, you may die. So doctors say you have to take 8 days worth of medicine. That's how you're going to cure yourself. Now if you don't take medicine today, you're going to start to get a little bit worse. So that's the Chiddush. Even though you're not going to die because of that, but since the Maisa, if you don't take your medicine today, you're going to start to get a little bit worse. And the way you are right now, it is a Sakona Sakoshes, you're allowed to start taking medicine today. Mashenken, the Loch is, let's say, the Maisa, take the medicine today won't make one Nafkamina if you wait or not. The Moshe, you have a Sakona, something's wrong with you. And there's a simple cure for it. The doctor says, take this medicine and get cured. The Maisa, you have to take it today. The doctor says, no. If you wait till tomorrow, nothing will happen to you. You won't decrease at all. Then you have no right to take it on Shabbos. Then you should wait till tomorrow. Because nothing at all will happen to you if you're going to wait until tomorrow. Here we're talking about that on Shabbos now you're feeling pretty bad. And the longer you wait to start taking your medicine, you're going to get worse. True, even though you first take the medicine tomorrow, you'll also pull through. But since today on Shabbos, you're a sakana sefoshes, and by not taking it right now, you're going to feel a little bit worse. You have a right to take the medicine today. You have a right to be Mechal Shabbos for that also. Tanya Nam Yochi, we learn like this also. Mechamin Chamin L'Chayla B'Shabbos. You're allowed to heat up hot water for a Chayla on Shabbos. Then Lash Kaisai, whether you want him to drink the hot water, that's going to be his refuah. Then Lav Roisai, just to wash him down, to be Mechazik his Evorim, that's also Mutter. For Loi Shabbos Zubavad, not only because it can help him for this Shabbos, Omru, El L'Shabbos Acheres, even for next Shabbos. You're allowed to give it to him. The Yenoimim don't say, Namtim Loi, let's wait. Shema Yavri, maybe you get healed up by himself. No, don't say that. Ela Mecham Loi Miyad. But rather, right now on Shabbos, you have a right to heat up that water. Vefnei She Sofik Nefoshois, Teuches a Shabbos. Veloi Sofik Shabbos Zu, not only if it's a doubtful if it'll pull through this Shabbos, Ela Afilo Sofik Shabbos Acheres. Even if it's only doubtful if it'll pull through the next Shabbos. In other words, the doctors say for the next 8 days for sure you're going to live. Just if you don't take medicine now, you'll die after 8 days. So you call this a Kodesh HaFashis right now. So in such a case, you have a right to start taking the medicine right now on this Shabbos. Because right now you're called a Suffolk HaFashis. And I wait till tomorrow? No, since by waiting you get a little bit worse, you don't have to get worse. You have a right now to take care of yourself. Now, when you have a chayla, somebody that's mamish mesukin, a doubtful if he'll live or not, that you're allowed to give him medicine, not to be mechal Shabbos, don't do the chilul Shabbos. Lo yadei nochim. Don't rely on Johnny the guy. Because you can't rely on the guy, maybe he won't do it so fast, so good. Lo yadei kusim. Don't go to your kusim. Elai de gdele Yisrael. Now, take mamma choshev a yidin. Like, they know what it means to save a life of a yid. And they'll go bezriz as fast and save the yid. There is a kuach nefesh, is doicha Shabbos, you have a right to save the yid and go do it as fast as possible and as good as possible. Vaitam, v'yein oimrim, though we don't say, yasa dvarim halolu, that you should be mechal Shabbos, lo yalpinoshim. Not in the case if you have to come on to rely for women. In other words, if it's doubtful, if the person is a sakonas nefoshes altogether or not, and just the lady is telling you, yes, he's a sakonas nefoshes, then we don't believe the noshim. We'll soon see in what case. Lo yalpikusim. And not if kusim tell you the person is a sakonas nefoshes. Avo mitzdarfen l'das acheres. But we can add them on to win out if you have a doubtful, if you have two different opinions. So Rashi says, al pi noshim, in noshim my kusim oimrim, tzorech. If Anisha says this person is a sakonas nefoshes, give him teeth, do medicine. And the person himself, when he has a form of stomach, says, no, I'm okay, I'm not going to die. So we don't listen to the Isha then. She doesn't even make a sofik. Who are the Nakusi we don't believe? Is a Mechal Napiyim. Just because they said this person is a Sakonas Sefoshes, we don't have the right to be Mechal Shabbos. Avo Mitzdarfen L'Das Acheres. Kigoyin Shnayim Oimrim Tzorech. If you have two doctors, like saying, yes, the person needs teeth, he needs a refuah. And three people say, no, he doesn't need to. The Isha, Oikusi, Oimrim, Tzorich. And now you have the Isha, the Kusi, that tells you, yes, listen to him. He has to have food, he is a Sakona. Mitzarfin, Lemebi, Palga, Palga. The Sof and the Foshis Lokal. The man we believe him, and therefore now obliged three Kenegas, three Sakona Sakoshis. Therefore you have a right to be Mechal Shabbos. But that's only the Chiddush that you can believe them to Mitzarf, to put their opinion with other opinions. But if you're only relying on their opinion doesn't weigh out too much, it doesn't make us a, Sofik. Tana Rabbonim. Mefachin Pikuach Nefesh B'Shabbos. You let us start to think, in other words, to take care of Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. Mefachin means I take care of it. Sit down to think. Like if somebody is a Pikuach Nefesh, first go do whatever you have to save him. Don't worry about Chilul Shabbos. Go save him. Shasha Pikuach means anything that he needs to take away his mavis, do for him to save him. See, Hazoris, whoever is fast about it, Harez the Meshubach is a good thing. In other words, don't go ask the Shiloh. If you have a doubt if the person is Kodesh Tafosh or not, you don't have to ask the Shiloh, run fast to save him. Hakeitzed, what's the case? Roa Tinik Shinoful Yam. You saw a kid fall into the river. Parish Mitzuda, go take the nets fast, or Malay would save him. The Yazar was a raise the Meshuvach, and if you do it fast, it's even better off. The Yazar was little Rishus Mibezdin. You don't have to ask a Shaila. What should be your Shaila? The Yazar the Kotzai covering, even though when you're using the nets, you're also catching fish on Shabbos. So maybe you would say, I'm not allowed to use the nets, because I'm also catching fish. Don't ask no questions. You're going to do now to save the kid, Pekuach Nefesh, that's Mutter. Shashi, the Yazar got the Tzai covering. Imoy. Kol hani yafagadu komochi mishni seiradai. The Tony being a tzorach lito reshus. Lomeli Tony, that's the chedushim. You don't have to ask reshus, but even though you have a question to ask, don't ask the question. Just go and do. What about roa tinik shenafel abor? You saw a tinik, a kid, fall into the ditch. Is oike chuya? Go open, rip up the chuya means the rim around the bor, the dirt that's around the rim of the ditch. You can't get in. So you gotta dig through the rim. Or malayu and bring the kid up. The hazor is a raise of meshuvah. Do as fast as possible, you're better off. The answer to the meshuvah, you don't even have to ask the question, me bezdin for bezdin. What's the question? Afagad the mesakin darga. Even though when you're taking away the rim of the dirt around the bor, you're fixing, you're making a darga, you're making a nice step, steps to go down the bor. So you're fixing up your ground, still a smutter. Because that's not your kavona. Your kavona is to save the kid. Therefore, you're allowed to do this also. You saw the way a kid got locked up in the room. The door got locked. The kid is locked inside the room. Is Alocha Shoivra. You let a bus break down the door. Or Matsiyah will take him out. Because that's also called a Sekonos Nefoshes. The kid gets very frightened. And when he's frightened, he may come to Misan. Therefore, you let him break the door down to save him. He has Zoras and Mezim Meshubach. And you do it fast. It's a good zach. The Chom like it. It's Meshubach. You don't have to ask the question, Mibezdin. What should be the question? Even though you have kavanah to break the door down, that you want to use the piece of wood now, still you're allowed to do it. Because that's not your main purpose, not your kavanah to use the wood. The kavanah is to save the kid, therefore it's mutter. Hu adin, mechabin, you're allowed to take out fire, or masikin, put pitches to stop the fire from coming into the house. But now you have lake of a Shabbos. From a fire that's in Shabbos. There's a fire in the house on Shabbos. It's a suffix, maybe you kill somebody. You're allowed to put out the fire. The Hazor is a raise of Meshubach. You do it fast, to run to do it, it's a good thing. The Ansarach lit the Rishus. You don't have to ask Rishus from Bezdin. What should be the question? What should be the half minute to ask Rishus from Bezdin? The Alpha go off the call. Mechachich, Mechubyam, even though you want to put out the fire now to use the coals, like these coals that we use tonight to burn with. So maybe that's your kavona. Kamashmalan, no, you're allowed to do it. Otsrich, I need all these chedushim here. Diyashmin and yam, if I just know the case that the tinnik falls into the river, mishum de'av yachav yachi, ozole. Because if you're going to go and ask a question from Bezdin, by the time you come back, the kid's not going to be there anymore. So treat the day, let it go, jump in and save the kid. Not jump in, we say, let it take a net. Now even though by using the net, you're also going to catch fish, still go ahead and do it fast. Avo bor. Mashenkin, when the kid fell into a ditch, the koyosev, the kid is there. He's not going to get lost. It's only that he's nervous. He's very shooken up there. Sa'ima, maybe loitzericha, maybe you should ask the shalom from Bezdin first if you're allowed to do it or not. Make sure 100% is mutar pialochon. Tzericha, know that you're allowed to do it. The yashmina bar, if I only hear by a bar when a kid's in the ditch, mishum the klam avis.
The kid is very afraid to be in the ditch by himself. He's very scared there.
So Mela sits in the ditch, is mavis, he's very afraid. So Mela, we have to, it's across the fascists. Avo nina lo delis. Mashenka, the kid just got locked up in the door. Efsha di yosef by gisa. What's wrong? The kid is locked up in the room. So what you should do now is stand patiently outside the door and talk to the kid. O mishavish lei, biyamguze, and like crack nuts. In other words, like make noises to him. And maybe you'll calm down until eventually you can ask the shayla what to do. Tzricha, still no kamashma no. That you're allowed to right away go and break down the door to save the kid. Because it's called the tzchonos nefoshes. The kid is locked up alone in the room, he'll get nervous there because they can't tell what to do. It's called the tzchonos nefoshes. Right. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding off paid dollar on my base. The bottom of two dots. You paid dollar on my base. Misha says also, Mechavin umasikin. If there's a fire in the house on Shabbos, so the Pekuach Nefesh, you're allowed to put out the fire. Mechavin put it out, umasikin, you're allowed to put the mechitza there, put a row of pots that has water inside it, and when the fire gets there, it'll burst and go out. So tomorrow, normally, like what's the chiddush pshita? Or some have the girsa right away that Omri Abelezer lo nitzcho elo lechotz acheres. So where it says the afilu lechotz acheres, the chiddush is even though the fire is not in your chotz yet, the fire is in your neighbor's house. Still, since you're afraid maybe the fire will come into your house and kill somebody, you're allowed to go to the neighbor's house and put out the fire. Even though in your neighbor in the chotz there nobody's there, it's only the sakon maybe will come into your house. Still, you're allowed to stop the fire. Omer Rab Yosef, Omer Rab Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Lo yholchu b'tikuach nefesh achra roiv. The shayla about tikuach nefesh, can you save somebody to be deicha Shabbos, to save a nefesh, you don't go after roiv. Even though kol tarkula, we go bust a roiv, holchum achra roiv, by tikuach nefesh, we go lakula, and you're allowed to save the person. So Moses says, hechidomi, what's the case talking about? Inaim, if you want to tell me, diiko tisha Yisrael, there are 9 Jews there, v'kusi yechad benayim, and there's 1 guy there. So, for the Gemara, Ruba Yisroninu, in such a case, Pshita, you're allowed to save the person. In other words, the case is, let's say the wall fell on top of one person. So you want to go save the person now on Shabbos. You have to dig up the wall. So, you don't know who it fell on. So for the Gemara, Pshita, you're allowed to save the person. You have 9 Jews there. So, Rova Yisraelim. So what are you telling me, Chiddush? You don't go ask the Rav, like Lekulam. Pshita, in this case, it's Mutter. Eli, you want to tell me, Palga Palga. Let's say you have a case that there are 5 goyim there, and 5 Jews, and a wall fell on top of one of them. You don't know if that person's a Jew or a goy, so you're allowed to save him. Fred Gemar also pshita, suffix nefashis lahokil. If it's half and half, so it's a good suffix, a good doubt if he's a Jew or not. So pshita, you're allowed to save him on Shabbos. Tamar says, Elo diiko tishachusim. The chiddush is like this. Even in the case we have mamish 9 goyim there, the Yisrael echot, and there's only 1 Jew there, and the wall falls on one of them, we don't know on who, still you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save the person. Of course you could do that. The klal is you're stationary, you're there, kavua. And the klal is, that's the Zerat HaKosev. Whenever you have a kviyas, that means that things are stationary, staying still, the locker is obliged to suffix. There also, since the people are in the chotzer, and now the wall fell down on one of them, so we don't know which one. Also, pshit, it remains a doubt. It's a suffix. Is it a Jew or a goy? There's no achro. So pshit, you're allowed to save the person on Shabbos. What do I need a chiddush for? The kavua usually the case is, let's say there are 10 butcher stores there, and you know 9 of them sell treif, and 1 of them sell kosher. So if you go into one, or the opposite way, let's say 9 of them sell kosher, and 1 of them sell treif, and you go into one of the store, and you don't know which one you went into, the lachrish, you're not allowed to eat the meat. Because since all the stores are stationary, you're going into them, that's called kavua. Kavua is always called kamachta, remains a pure suffix. As a suffix, you're right, you have to go to chumrah. Here also, if you have 9 goyim there and 1 Jew, since they're staying still, then the wall is falling on top of them, so they're kavua, they're stationary. It has a bit of a suffix. So pshita, by suffix nefoshos, you could be doing a Shabbos. So what's Shmuel's chiddush that you don't go after Rav by pekuach nefesh? So Gemara says, Leitzricha de porish lechatzar cheres. I'll tell you the case where they all went, all these 10 people in one chatzar, they moved into another chatzar. So since they're moving, that's called naidi, they're moving around. They're not stationary anymore. So now at the time, I would have thought to say that called the porish. Meruba porish, usually the klal is, when something comes out, then we say, what is this thing that came out? It came out of the roif. Like usually we have this case of 10 butcher stores. Unless they 9 of them sell kosher, and one of them sell treif. And now you found a piece of meat outside the stores on the floor. So this meat came out of one of the stores. We don't know from which store it came out from. That's the cloud called the parish, Meruba parish. It came out, where did it come from? From the roif. So in such a case, you're allowed to eat the meat. So we have a right to say it came from the roif. So here also, since all these people now are moving, and the wall fell down on top of one of them, so the question, who is this person? So I would have thought to go bus a roif and say, he's from the majority. And since here you have 9 goyim, so I should say the person is a goy, and therefore you're not allowed to be in a chal shabbat to save a goy. Kamash Malan, that's Shmuel's Chiddush now. To loy holchu bit v'kuach nefesh achar roif. You know, by v'kuach nefesh, to save a person, as long as there's any little doubt that maybe he's a Jew, even though it's only a miyat, and usually we don't listen to the miyat, we go after the roif, but for v'kuach nefesh, no. We go after the miyat also. You don't listen to the roif, but we have a doubt, maybe that the person's a Jew, and you're allowed to save him. So that was Shmuel's Chiddush. I'm Rav Yudah Mashmuel. For the Gemara Eini, it's not like that. He said not like that. The Yomer Rabasi, Yomer Rav Yechanan. Rabasi said over the name of Rav Yechanan that Tisha Kusim, if you have 9 goyim, the Yisrael Echot V'yesh Chotzer, and you have one Jew in that Chotzer, is Mefakhim. So in that Chotzer itself, if a wall fell down on one of them, since they're Kavua, they're stationary, they're staying still, so that was a locha before, it has a din of Machza Machzas, like a Sufik, and therefore since it's a good doubt, maybe he's a Jew, of course you're allowed to save him on Shabbos. What about Nobu Chotzer Acheret? Let's say these people now walked out of this yard and went into another yard. They're walking now. So since they're walking, we said a svara, it's like moving. It's 90. Is then the locher is ein mafachin, ein achanami. Then you do go bus a roiv, and you're not allowed to save the person. In case we have 9 goyim and one Jew, and they started to walk, and while they're walking away, a wall falls on one of them, here Rabbi Yechanan said, you're not allowed to save the person, because you go bus a roiv. Roiv tells us that he's a guy, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save him. So, Chorus Estira, here you see, you do go Basel Roiv. And Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, you don't go Basel Roiv. So, Marian says, like Kasha. No, I'll tell you, there's no Kasha, even though it's not such a Kasha. It's only Rabbi Yosef, and this was Asi. And even though a different man, the Yomim, that's such a big Kasha. Still, the Marian says, Chorus Estira, there are 2 dinim here, I'm a chuluk, one and the other. So, Marian says, no, like Kasha. I tell you, how the parish kulhu, how the parish mitzasayu. It depends. If all 10, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, it says we don't go bus to Roiv, it's talking about where all 10 people left this yard and started to walk into the next yard. So since all 10 of them walked into the next yard, and the next yard you also have Vada Yejew. The Jew Zichel left that first chotzer and went into the second one. So Gaita says Chazik that there is a Jew here. See, even though you should go bus to Roiv to say since they're moving now, the wall fell on from the roiv a goy. That was Shmuel's chiddush. Know that since there's a vaday Jew in this chotzer now, we have to have a suffix. Maybe it's a Jew. You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. But when there's a vasi omer Rabbi Yechanan say you're not allowed to save the person, the parish miktasayim. That means only let's say 5 of them left the first chotzer and walked into another chotzer. So you have 5 people now walking into the new chotzer, and in the new chotzer a wall falls on one of them. There you go bus a roiv and say, since the people that are moving, most probably they're from the roiv, and since there are 9 goyim here, most probably he's a goy. So if the wall falls on him, you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos for him. And here it's better than the first case, because here only 5 left the first chatzir. There are still 5 people left in the first chatzir. So it's possible to say, where is the Jew? It could be the Jew is still in the first chatzir. Maybe he didn't leave it. Maybe he's from the first 5. You only know 5 people left and went into the second chotzer. So when the wall falls down on the second chotzer, we have 2 strikes against us. Like, first of all, we should go bus arayv. Since they're moving now, the cloud is called the parish, meruba parish. So we should say, who got hit by the wall? A guy got hit, so you can't save him. And here also, even if you look at these 5 people in this chotzer now, you don't have the right to say any one of them is a vade Jew. it could very well be that the Jew was still in the first chatzar. He never left it. So that's the difference. When all 10 people leave the first chatzar and go into the second one, so again, we know for sure there's a Jew here. So even though there should be a din of roiv, since they're moving, we should say the wall fell on one from the roiv, fell on a guy, that's Shmuel's Chiddush, no. But if the Kuach Nefesh, it's a suffix, maybe the Jew was hurt, you're allowed to save him. But in the next case, where we don't even know the Jew is here, it could be the Jew is still in the first chatzar, then you don't go bas arayv. Then we do go bas arayv to say that it's a guy that's under the wall, and you don't have a right to save him. Is it true that Shmuel said like this, that you don't go bas arayv, you go lekuli, you're allowed to save the person? If you're a tanan, we learned like this. What's going to be motzah bo tinek mushlach? You found a kid in the middle of the street, walking in Los Angeles down Wilshire, you find a kid. You don't know if this kid's a Jew or a guy. What's the halacha? Im roiv kusim. If most of the people live in that neighborhood, go down that street, kusi. We never mind then he's also a guy. Im roiv Yisrael, if most of the people live on that street, go down that street, are Jews, then Yisrael. We say the kid is also a Jew. What about machta machta? 50-50. Half of the people living there are goyim. Half of them are Jews. Then we say also Yisrael. But then the kid, you have to be knowing like Yisrael. We'll soon see if exactly which halach is we're talking about. Now, the Yomar Rav, Loishonu Ela Lahach Yosei. Rav says, I'm only talking about saving the person. Lahach Yosei. So Rashi says, Loishonu, the Imroi Yisrael, Mechaskin Leli Yisrael, that's how we say if most people living around there are Jews, so we say this kid is also a Jew, Ela Lahach Yosei. We're only talking about saving the person. If it's a question to be Mechal Shabbos for him or not, you're allowed to save him. Yes, we know when he's a Jew, may not suffering, and you have a right to save him. But to make him from Yuchis, to say that, let's say, it's a girl, and a Kohen wants to marry her, so a Kohen's only allowed to marry a Yuchis, a Kohen can't marry her. But then we wouldn't say, go bust the rope to say he's Israel. If it was a girl that you found, a little girl, she want to tell me now, she a Kohen mutabo, that a regular Kohen would be allowed to marry her, then we don't go bust the rope. Even in cases we don't have doubts, that the kid is an Asufi. Asufi means it sounds like he's a mamzer, that the parents don't want him and they left him in the street. There are certain simonim to say that they didn't take care of him at all. Let's say no, the kid was put down nicely, mashma the parents cared about him. They didn't just throw him away. Still, for Yichus, for a Kohen can't marry her. V'yafagav, Rashi said last line, V'yafagav, the Rav Yisrael Maila, even though Rav of them are Yisraelim, so we should say she's a Jew and she should be mutter to a Kohen. Still, Rashi says, my loss of Yuchsin. There's a special din mid Rabbana that for Yuchsin, who a Kohen can get married to, we have to know like 100%. The bin and Shrei Ruby. You have to have two type of roles to say she's a kosher Jew. That's a sugi in the Maran Ksubis. That's Rav Din. That when do we say if that most people around here are Jews, the kid is also a Jew? That's only to save him on Shabbos, on the Chal Shabbos. Avol Yachsa, to give her a din, a Jew, that a Kohen can marry her, we don't say. Loi. Shmuel says,